We would like to acknowledge that the land on which CITR operates and broadcast, and where many of you are listening to the program from, is the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam people.
Hello, and welcome to That Song from That Movie. I'm Movie Maverick Mike.
And I'm Logan the Extra. We're coming at you from 101.9 FM CITR Radio. Today we're going to be talking about Baby Driver, and more specifically the songs Bell Bottoms by John Spencer Blues Explosion and Hocus Pocus by Focus.
This time we're focusing on Baby Driver, the 2017 Edgar Wright film that plays like a long musical video with the occasional gun battle. Ansel Elgort plays the lead, a young, hard-of-hearing lad who's the best getaway driver in all of Atlanta. And some of the stunts in the movie bear that out. He can't live without his iPod blasting music in his ear and eventually the theater speakers. He gets in and out and in trouble helping some colorful crooks whilst wooing a two-dimensional waitress played by Lily James.
Are you looking for ways to be a part of the community through low-stakes opportunities like volunteering? What about making friends that are really cool or have some common interests? Well, I'm here to tell you that at CITR, you can come volunteer at Volunteer Wednesdays, happening every other Wednesday from 12 to 3 with a really fun activity each time, like making signs or button making. Not only is it a great break from outside stress, but a great opportunity to be a part of the community. For more information, you can visit CITR's Instagram page at CITR and Discorder.
You're listening to Movie Maverick Mike and Logan the Extra on CITR 101.9, Vancouver, UBC. So this movie, Baby Driver, I get the feeling that Edgar Wright wrote this movie and thought, how can I put a bunch of songs together into a movie? And the plot was almost secondary in the way. So it feels like the movie can be divided up into the different songs that play on the soundtrack.
Totally. I mean, the soundtrack is really strong for this movie. A lot of pop culture songs. The two that we're going to talk about, they're not the most pop songs, and not the most popular songs, I should say.
Right.
But a lot of stuff that was taken from other sources and used in this movie. And yeah, it really, there's a lot of scenes that are defined by the song that plays in them. And infamously, this is, not infamously, but famously, this is the action scenes, where everything is timed to the song. But even a lot of the other scenes, when it's just the character development or plot, they'll have a song that's really hitting the emotional beats and sometimes even timing to what's happening in that scene too. And I agree, Edgar Wright really wanted to make a movie based on these songs. In fact, he apparently wanted to make a car chase based on the opening song, Bell Bottoms, for a long time. And if you don't know what that sounds like, don't worry, because we're getting into it right now.
Explosion.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. Right now, I got to tell you about the fabulous, most groovy Bell Bottoms. Bell Bottoms.
You're listening to That Song from That Movie on 101.9 FM CITR Radio. So the song you just heard, Bell Bottoms, it opens the movie. And by opens, it means it's the first part of the movie within the first, like, 10 seconds. And everything in the first scene is timed to it. Getting out of the car, going into the bank, and then, of course, Ensel's great lip-syncing and tapping the car around, just like, you know, a lot of kids would while they're listening to music, just kind of using anything as a drum. And so it's great. It really draws you into his character, Baby, and makes you enjoy him, despite the fact that right now he's the getaway driver for robbing a bank.
Well, I think that's part of the appeal to this movie is obviously there's a lot of stuff that's timed to the music. The music is a big part of this, the songs. That's why we picked this one. But you still have to have the character development. You can't have the song just be about, this would be really cool over a car chase. You have to, why are you in that car chase? Or this would be really cool over walking down the street. And the songs, and obviously the plot of the movie, you have to have that character development, and has to serve that as well, too, right?
Yeah, and this is a great example of the song kind of changing to fit the scene, is that it starts off pretty lively, but not that hard rock as it kind of gets into, well, not that hard rock, but it gets pretty heavy at the end, and that's when the car chase is going on. But the start, it's a lot about singing. It's kind of a carefree song, and it even has a small pause where in the movie you're wondering, oh, is something wrong? You know, the alarm is going off.
Right, yeah.
But then you realize he's just waiting to lip sync more lyrics.
But that's the machinations, the fun, and maybe the problem. Not that's the problem, but the concern you might have with this movie is how much of the plot or the story is he manipulating to force it into the song, like having those moments?
Yeah, totally. And to skip ahead a bit, there's one scene of a song we won't cover today, but he actually pauses the song and starts it back from the beginning and gets all the people with him on the heist to pause so that he can get the song in the right timing. So it's kind of fourth wall breaking in that way, that for us, everything times to the music, but even for him, everything times to the music.
But that's such a good point too, because it helps us get into the character. So the we often hear what's in Baby's, from the Baby Driver, what's in his headphones, we, the audience, hear it. So we and the main character are sharing this experience of this song, and the other people might not hear it. In fact, there's sometimes where people come up to him and say, what are you listening to? And so it helps. I think in a way it does help us get into the shoes, get behind the wheel with the main character.
Which is really important because he's a criminal. You know, normally we don't like people who rob banks unless we're watching Ocean's 11.
His motivations are pretty pure. They're not like, I want to kill people or I want to become rich, right?
That's true. So, as always, we'd hope you've watched the movie. But if you can't remember the movie or if you haven't watched it, we'll talk a bit about it. Baby is... he's being manipulated or extorted, coerced, something like that.
By evil Kevin Spacey.
Yeah, in order to be their driver for these getaway cars, or for these heists. So he's not really that bad. You know, it's not like he's taking this money and, buying all sorts of terrible things with it.
That's right, yeah. Putting it all up his nose or something like
that. As some of the other characters do.
Yeah, good point.
So we kind of relate to him in that way, that he doesn't really want this criminal life.
So, and I think that's one of the problems I had with this movie, is that the plot becomes in service of the songs. And you would say, oh, that sounds just like a musical. But, you know, this isn't Hello, Dolly. This isn't The Sound of Music. This isn't, what's the new one, Chicago. Chicago's not that new. So, I mean, it's not as though people are singing soulfully with a spotlight. But I think... some of the characters, the other characters, are drawn pretty thinly. I think there's criminal characters. Jamie Foxx makes his angry black man kind of character. But I think, to me, what's the problem is that his love interest, Lily James, I can't remember the name of the waitress, is really underdeveloped and seems only to serve as the love interest.
No, she's quite she's not very deep and she's not very dynamic as a character. Her purpose in the movie is to fall in love with Baby, and that's kind of
it. And it becomes she has to be rescued, and it becomes a factor in his motivation, and some threatening parts there too. But I think when you're spending all your time with the songs for one person or the songs in that one person's head, then you don't have as much time to develop other characters. I think some of them are caricatures, but I think you don't have those musical moments, I guess, that develop them, something like that?
But I don't know if you really need to have a lot of time with the other characters. The main focus in this movie is Baby balancing this life of bad, which is him driving for criminals and robbing banks, with this life of good, where he's in love with this beautiful waitress and he's taking care of his foster father, who's deaf.
Right.
And by the way, Baby Driver, as we talked about, has tinnitus. So he's a bit hard of hearing.
Yeah.
And that's somewhat why he plays music loudly in his ears all the time. But you don't need to have a really interesting or dynamic criminals for you to understand that these guys are bad and we don't want Baby to go along with them. But even some of the criminals, I think Bats is a really interesting character.
Well, you're kind of sympathetic for some of them, or maybe not sympathetic, you're understanding some of them, right?
Yeah, and I forget what the other main guy, his name is, but he starts to kind of... oh, Buddy is his name.
Yeah,
and
is
he
that
starts
John
to
Hamm?
Become, yeah, John yeah. Hamm. He starts to become buddies with Baby, and they listen to music together and stuff like that until the last act.
Not to give away spoilers here, but like we said... you've seen the movie if you've heard us, or at least you had a chance to, if you're listening to this online. I think anyone who's walked out of the theaters watching Baby Driver starts to wonder how much, we've already talked about how impactful the music is. When I was researching this for our show, one of the questions was, is the movie based on a song? So I was thinking, you know, other crime movies like, like The Godfather. No one accuses The Godfather of being based on a song, or Raiders of the Lost Ark, or some other
Ocean's 11
movie.
Or something like
the Barbie
that.
Movie. You know, but because the songs, not just the music, the songs are so integral to the story and the plot, I can understand where that came from. And here's an obscure fact. Edgar Wright directed a video by a group called Mint Royale, 2003, a single called Blue Song, where the lead singer, sings in his getaway car while waiting for the criminals to come out. And some parts, like the windshield wipers and stuff, are timed with it. He's singing to the camera, so it's obvious that it's a different than this character who doesn't sing. But you could definitely see, if you're an Edgar Wright fan, you can see the seed of this movie, Baby Driver, based on that 2003 Blue Song video.
Does that get a feature in Baby Driver? There's a point where Baby's watching TV and he sees a bunch of things. I think I heard that one of them was something of Edgar Wright's, so it might have been that.
Sure, yeah, could be.
But to talk about the songs, I think this movie is based on the songs, and not just in necessarily a direction point of view in Edgar Wright's mind, but even within the movie. I mean, it's something that they could have focused on a bit more in the movie, but Baby remixes songs, and he likes to create mixtapes, and his most important one, or his most important tape, is of his mother singing before she died.
Oh.
So the idea is that music is really important to Baby. That's why he always has his iPod with him.
Do you love being caffeinated? And do you hate that greedy, soulless international conglomerates are succeeding in the cutthroat world of coffee? Sounds like local coffee roasters Trek Coffee is for you. Trek Coffee is 100% indigenous and military veteran owned and operated. Let's keep small businesses thriving. Stop by Sunshine Convenience on 4th, the Super Value on Commercial, or Grocery Checkout in the Nest to pick up some Trek Coffee today.
You're listening to Movie Maverick Mike and Logan the Extra on 101.9 FM CITR Radio.
So it was 1971. Hocus Pocus by Focus, a Dutch band, that this song is pertinent to the movie. If it's a great song, do you think it's a great song?
Yeah.
And you might want to avoid the video because, or the original video of the band singing the song back in the 1970s, because it seems a little bit loose and the lyrics are more comical than jumping into. But it does sound in the movie like this.
We'll be right back. So the song you just heard, Hocus Pocus by Focus.
Make sure you get them right over. That's not Focus by Hocus. Hocus Pocus by...
But yeah, quite a good song choice, song name choice for their band. This song plays at a pivotal moment in the movie because Baby has just decided to violently abandon his life of crime and kind of run away. It doesn't seem like he has much of a plan. But the scene is really well meshed to the song because during the guitar parts and the more rock parts, he's running around and evading the police, and it's really intense. There's some gunfire on both sides. Well, not from Baby, but from his fellow criminals. Whereas during the calmer yodeling parts, which there's, I believe, two in the song.
Yeah. It's funny to talk about a pop song with yodeling. There's not a lot of that. Yeah.
But during those parts, he's not running. At one point, he's hiding behind the tree, and at the other, he's in a store or something. But it just shows that they not just synchronizing the beats of the song, but they even synchronize the ideas of the song. And this is going to be the calmer part, so we're having a calmer part in the movie. And it really works out well. So do you like this song?
Yeah, I mean, I remember this song originally when it came out. It was kind of an odd song to hear on the radio because there's no lyrics except for the aforementioned yodeling. And, you know, it's a power rock for the 70s song. But for me, you know, this show is not those songs from that movie. It's that song from that movie. And although we've played two, this is the one that I would encourage you to check out the video for this one. And
let me be clear. That's the video from the movie.
Yeah.
Not the
Hocus Pocus, Focus, Pocus, Baby
Focus,
Driver.
Hocus Pocus, Baby Driver.
Baby Driver. Okay, so yeah. And because it gives you the quote unquote best part of the movie. What do you call the best part of the movie?
If you had to pick one to watch, I think that would be it.
Yeah, and that, you know, kind of why we chose this. And it's when you walk out of the theater, this is again is one of those moments where it's hard to, that to me, it's you can very easily focus on that one, that moment, Logan described, the car chase, the shootout, and even worse, better or worse, I left the movie thinking, did he write the whole plot just to get to that moment? Did he have, how do I get Focus, Focus, Focus into this movie, Focus, 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 into this movie and get it into the plot and make sense and make it really cool and everything else is just, you know, icing on the cake?
Yeah, I know. It's a really, you know, even the ending after this, it doesn't feel like it's got as much attention as this moment, for better or for worse. But it's a really interesting scene because a really big part of this movie is the car chases, and a lot of the more action-y songs have been set to car chases or a gunfight earlier as well for Tequila. But
some of the car chases are brilliant. I mean, I think you could tell there was some real professional stunt work done here. I'm pretty sure it was all done in camera too, so I don't think they CGI'd a truck in the way maybe a few times.
But. Yeah, it's really impressive what they did. But this one, it changes the tone. This one's a kind of a parkour foot race kind of thing. Baby's running around this mall, and he does get into a car for the end of it, but it's not ever a car chase. So I think that was a bit of an odd decision, that you're kind of going away from your bread and butter. Like, if you were to describe Baby Driver as a movie, you'd say it's a movie about car chases and songs, but we're getting rid of that first part. But I still quite liked it. You know, like you said, it's one of the best scenes in the movie. So I don't know what Edgar Wright was thinking when he put it in, but clearly it was something good because it works.
I can't help thinking that that must have been, if not the first song he thought of when he made this movie, one of the first songs. I mean, in fact, it's so pivotal to the whole, not the plot, but to the whole production, that if he hadn't got permission to do that song, I can't imagine. I'm sure there's a handful of other songs I can't think of right now that could fill in there. But it certainly makes me wonder if the whole movie would kind of fall apart after that if you didn't have Car Chase to Focus by Hocus Pocus.
Yeah, it's really important for the scene. And it is interesting, when they made these scenes, instead of fitting them, like retrofitting a song to the scene, they started with the song and built up the scene based on the beats and based on the emotion of the song.
So I wonder, we almost had looked it up, I wonder if that was the case, that if he had these songs in his head What was the first one called?
Bell Bottoms.
Yeah, if he had that and said, I mean, for the intro of the movie, your runway is pretty open, so you can have whatever you want. You can have shopping, you can have animation, you can have a storm in the middle of the ocean and still set it to the music. But it makes me wonder if there was a set of songs, or was there something where he said, I really want to have a moment where this person is walking, or this is a gun battle, and now I'm going to go look for the song, or was it the other way around? Maybe it depends on what song it was.
I honestly think it's the other way around. Yeah, the songs were there first, and then the movie was almost written around it. I mean, a lot of the times when we're listening to songs, they don't have any dialogue during the scene, which is true for the two songs we've covered. But even some of the other more plot-driven or emotional-driven songs, where it's like slow moments, they're singing what kind of we're supposed to be feeling. Like in the opening credits, we get a really upbeat song, or later we get a song by Queen that I can't remember the name of, mm-hmm. but it's kind of an more aggressive song, and that's when it's a more, you know, more aggressive stuff is happening.
So in a way, that's why, to me, in a way, this it's like a musical, because mm-hmm. exactly what you said, the songs illustrate the characters to a degree, the songs carry the action, which doesn't necessarily, necessarily happen in a musical, but they're so prevalent and so critical to the flow of the movie that to take the songs out, it wouldn't be the same movie.
Yeah, the songs, you know, sometimes the movie gets, you have to focus on the song when it comes up. It's not like these are getting put in the background like some themes. Right. Usually when a song is playing, it's a really big focus. And so, yeah, it's hard to call it a musical just for the pure fact that none of the characters actually sing any, you know.
Yeah, and there's music. No exposition that's they're singing out. The lyrics don't directly 100% relate to what the people are doing. They hint at it, or they, you know, thematically they talk about it. But
mm-hmm. but outside of it being a musical, it's probably the most music involved movie that's not a musical, like maybe ever, I'd say.
For the best in funk, soul, surf, and more music, tune in to Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Add us on Twitter at Jack Velvet Radio, Jack Velvet's Suburban Jungle Show. Also available streaming and podcast at jackvelvet.net.
You've been listening to that song from that movie on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm Movie Maverick Mike, and you can find me on Facebook and Instagram.
I'm Logan the Extra, and you can find this episode and all of our episodes on CITR.ca. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you later.